transportation infrastructure can easily be taken for granted. I get into my automobile in the morning to come to work. I don't think about what it requires to keep that system up and running. It's not just the initial investment, but it's maintaining the asset and providing for maintenance and operation of the facility. And it's an ongoing expense. It's not a one-time expenditure that you can just walk away from. I think all of us as citizens tend to take it for granted. And I think one of the things that we have not done as good a job of as we could in the public sector is reminding citizens of that continuing investment. Just as we invest in our homes, we must continue to invest in our infrastructure, or else it's going to reach a state of disrepair of the sort that we've been dealing with in recent times. Having that citizen understand the significance of transportation infrastructure in their lives and the importance of continuing to invest, I think, is absolutely critical. That said, asking a citizen to pay a higher tax in order to achieve stronger infrastructure is a different question. And honestly, I would say that the results in recent times have been mixed on that question. We just saw in California in this most recent election an attempt to repeal a state gasoline tax that was just recently enacted. Fortunately, that did not go forward, and so that tax remains in place. But in Missouri, where all of the elected leaders, all of industry, many others had come together in support of additional infrastructure investment, and that was sent to the voters by ballot this November as well, and went down fairly resoundingly. There's not a magic formula that says if it's a local government or if it's the state government asking their citizens to increase taxes, that that's an automatic. I think there's a lot more to it. There has been relative success in many places around the country, but unfortunately, it's not universal. We have had instances as recently as just a few weeks ago where the citizens of a couple of states said, we're not interested in being taxed at a higher rate in order to support transportation investment.